Healing Herbs. Words and Images by Judy Brokus. Natural remedies at your doorstep. Herbs and Herbalizer are not just cool brands. They're natural remedies you can grow in your own backyard, ranging from Aotearoa's native rongoā to folk herbals. The plant world has been offering its support to benefit human health for centuries. Animals also eat their way to health through their native ecosystems. This is known as zoo pharmacognosy. Nature's medicine can provide you with plenty of natural health support. You are what you eat. Foods such as ginger and turmeric root are beneficial. They're anti-inflammatory, good for blood circulation and cardiac health. Garlic is a natural antibiotic. Elderberries are antiviral. Echinacea purpurea is a blood cleanser, first used by the indigenous peoples of America. An estimated 35,000 to 70,000 plants have some medicinal purpose. I've always grown a huge variety of herbs alongside our edibles in our mara, in our garden, as well as herbal leis among the fruit trees, encouraging bees and beneficial insects into our gardens for pollination and a healthy ecosystem. Herbs provide a source of health and well-being and add aromatic flavour to our kai. Some herbs, considered weeds by many, such as puha, dandelion and chickweed, often grow in poor soils to remediate the soil properties. These may fall victim to the weed eater or herbicides. For this reason, it's important to be aware of your foraging surrounds. Herbs are great for a daily tea blend depending on your specific needs, whether for a calmative, anti-inflammatory, antioxidant, antibacterial or immune support. More often than not, you can grow them in your garden or in pots. Harvesting the leaf is best done before flowering and rain. A full moon can also increase potency. Dry your herbs in brown paper bags and then store them in labelled jars. Enjoy herbs every day, such as flower posies or a few lavender heads, kawakawa leaves and rose petals added to bath water, dried herbs in your salt grinder, plunger teas and decoctions, medicinal boil-ups, healing salves and poultices. Use them for the fragrance and culinary flavouring. A few leaves of plantain, kopa kopa, may be quite the find if you've been stung by a bee. Herbs are also the source of many pharmaceutical medicines we have today, such as willow bark into aspirin, poppies into opioids for pain relief, even the deadly foxglove, digitalis, for heart medicine. You may be surprised at your pharmaceutical derivative. The hunt throughout the plant world for medicines to treat the ailing still continues today. Recently, CBD and THC has joined the pharmaceuticals list in New Zealand, with hundreds of benefits for health and pain management. The only contradiction is that it is extremely expensive and has become more about a profitable business than a healing option for many patients in need. In Aotearoa, we are blessed with the ngahere, a forest full of medicinal plants for rongoā that have been used by Māori throughout history. Currently, rongoā interest is having a resurgence with plenty of groups on the internet, workshops and printed knowledge available for those keen to learn. If you're harvesting rākau, plants used for medicine, from the wild, please do so with respect and in a sustainable fashion. Following tikanga or protocols, with a karakia giving thanks to the atua, papatūānuku and tāne mahuta. I have a special lulling song that I sing when I harvest from the bush, although I'm blessed to have many rongoā plants in my home garden. Taking a holistic approach to your health, eating a healthy diet, plenty of fresh fruit and vegetables, getting exercise and reducing stress goes a long way to achieving a healthy mind, body and soul. With gentle herbal support, you may also be able to self-manage your health without the chemist. A hunger to heal ourselves from our natural world seems to be a growing theme, perhaps because of so much emphasis on our health in recent years, with plant medicine being a historical go-to. To some extent, you can mix and match your own style of healing from the natural world of plants, but check for adverse combinations. Always ask a professional for advice if taking prescription medicine, as herbs may contradict your medicine. An initial diagnosis from a professional is also wise. Stay well, be happy. Noho pai kia koa.